This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It's been a great show so far, Tess.
And it's been a lot of fun, Macca.
And, you know, we're going to...
Quite a diverse show too, don't you think?
Very diverse. And Micah Bede messaged, I said, well, you know, you've got to come back in to co-host...
I can't wait. I've got such a long shopping list of Telstra complaints.
Yeah, well, I want my NBN connected.
Such
well.
A long list.
You know, the nonsense bloody network, or no bloody network.
Oh.
But it's actually not necessarily Telstra's fault. It's actually NBN.
Yeah, well, there are some Telstra-specific issues.
Well, there are. But anyway, we'll raise them.
Macca, what are we doing next?
So there is such a thing as the Ambulance Service Medal. And... Our next guest is going to talk to us about winning the 2019 Ambulance Service Medal. Catherine Southern is a paramedic with the Ambulance Service. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
So you're one of a group who've won the Ambulance Service Medal. It was established actually 20 years ago.
Correct, yep.
To recognise the distinguished service of men and women within... our Ambos. We're a big fan of Ambos on this show and big supporters. And Tony Walker, who's the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, he said about you. Do you want to hear what he said about you? He said you've been an exceptional role model as a member of the LGBTIQ community and you'd provided vital leadership for LGBTIQ staff at Ambulance Victoria. Oh, look, he said a lot more. But tell us about winning this medal and what it means to you, and tell us what does it mean to you?
Well, I'll give you a bit of a background if you'd like. My involvement with Ambulance Victoria and LGBTI type issues within the service dates back to about 2012. Mm-hmm. A good friend of mine and fellow AMBO, Stuart Hine, we identified a space within the service where there was not really much going on. There was not much talk, not much awareness, no groups, activities for any LGBTI staff, friends, allies, and the like. So we made some moves towards getting involved initially in Pride March, following Victoria Police, who, as you know, do an exceptional job getting involved. So we got that off the ground. Had a movement initially of about 30-odd staff, which is now, I think we see about 60-odd each year.
That's good numbers.
So that's, really good. Yeah, really. And the faces are always changing, getting lots of the newer staff, new graduates, and coming through the group. And it sort of snowballed from there, really. So we've now seen in the last couple of years, 2018, Ambulance Victoria's produced the diversity and inclusion strategy with the main focus point being on LGBTI staff. We now have a really strong presence at Carnival as well. We have a stall there. We've got a culture and inclusion manager now. We're sort of seeing this snowball effect slowly roll on there.
Because I see a lot of... what's the percentage of new intakes of trainee paramedics? There's a lot more diversity there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting a couple of hundred a year these days of a few graduate studies. I couldn't really tell you much more when it comes to who's who, but we are seeing a huge number of LGBTI identifying staff, and almost more importantly, we're seeing friends and allies. People who are happy to put their hand up and say, look, I'm here, I'm a safe place, safe person, and that almost has more power in it.
Yeah.
so lovely to see people put their hand up. And I mean, we shouldn't have to in this day and age, but that's where we're at. So, you know, it's lovely. It's really nice.
Now, yeah. Tass has got a question for you in a sec, but I saw those, you know, the AV folk who were in Pride March. You had some specific epaulettes on your uniforms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the AV Pride epaulettes.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, yeah. I did see those,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah, cool, we were pretty excited. I think they've been around for about 3 or 4 years now. And, that was another testament to Tony Walker to, you know, allow us to tweak the uniform for a day. That's pretty special. And, yeah, we sort of...
Was he wearing them as well? I saw him marching at Pride March, but I don't recall whether he was wearing the epaulettes himself.
Yeah, he's there every year. He normally doesn't don the Pride epaulettes, but we'll let him have that.
Well, he's the boss after all.
He's a
I know.
He's a high-ranking public servant, Tash. You know what that's like.
Yeah. His epaulettes are a lot heavier than ours, so that's right.
He's actually a very engaging person.
He's a regular guest on this show, and you know, we like talking to Tony because he actually talks about stuff. Yeah, as does the chair of Ambulance Victoria, Ken Lay.
Must get Ken on again.
Anyway, sorry, Tass.
Catherine, I just want to congratulate you on this award. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
My question to you is, what does it actually mean for you? What does this mean, having got this?
It's really hard to explain. I've tried to find the right words, and it's quite hard. I'll tell you, when I first found out, I was a bit gobsmacked and incredibly flattered. It's nothing I ever thought of. It wasn't a goal. It wasn't even a blip in my mind. But we've done a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of work that has at times gone sort of unmentioned from peers. Peers don't see it or hear about it a lot of the time. So to have that recognition and know that, and know more importantly that what we've done has made a difference, and that people have been moved by it. Whether they've realised it was me and my colleagues behind the scenes, it's not really the point. It's the fact that the work's made a difference. And that's really, really lovely. Yeah.
You sound very humble about that. It sounds like it was a fantastic acknowledgement of the work that you've been doing. So what's next? Where do you take all of this, and what would you like to achieve next?
Well, with the movement with the diversity and inclusion strategy, there's been a focus to look at making perhaps some more working groups and a few more safe places for people to get together, share ideas. So that's a goal. It's something that's a work in progress at the moment. Hopefully one day we'll get up to Delford, Chill Out Weekend. That's another plan.
Oh, Chill Out.
To Chill Out, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. That's the plan as well, to get up there, probably, hopefully, next year. So it's all sort of rolling at the moment. I won't lie to you, I'm actually under maternity leave at the moment, so I'm a little bit out of the loop. So
you're on maternity? Does this mean that you've had a baby?
Well, not yet. You have, sorry, yes.
Yes, I've got a 2.5-year-old and a 3-month-old.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So I'm a little bit out of the loop at the moment, trying to keep the kids alive. So that's the goal for AV moving forward. I've obviously got a little bit of time off at the moment, but they're all moving. They're flying forwards without me at the moment. So.
I don't know. A 2.5-year-old and a 3-month-old does not sound like time off to me.
No, it's not all cup of tea and Netflix, unfortunately.
I reckon it'd be more calming to work in Pauline Hanson's office.
I wonder if she's got a vacancy for a few weeks. That'd be all right.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand there was some need from paramedics in Parliament House during the week too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I want to congratulate you as well, Catherine. I think this is extraordinary recognition for you and the work your colleagues have done, and for our community. It makes a real difference. Paramedics are as diverse as the general community, perhaps in a lot of ways more diverse than the general community. And it's a tough gig, we know that. And something like this makes a difference. Tony's, you know, said some very very kind words here, very true words. You know, he's proud of your work. Your commitment and service have been instrumental in showing people across the state that Ambulance Victoria is representative of all areas of the community, and they are. And they couldn't have a better our community couldn't have a better representative than you.
Thank you.
Congratulations again, and best wishes with your next set of challenges.
And, thank you. I appreciate it.
I've got a message here from a paramedic. This paramedic has done some work in the past in the recruitment area, and he there was some gender diverse applicants, and that is happening. That's special.
Yes.
That's special.
It is. Yep. That's what it's
about. So wear this medal with pride, because, you know, what you've done is you've parted the pink curtain. You've really parted the pink curtain.
Oh, thank you. They're very kind words. I appreciate
Cheers.
That.
Good on you, Catherine. Catherine Southern, Ambulance Service Paramedic, who's just been awarded the 2019 Ambulance Service Medal.
Yes.
There you go.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.